I believe tonight with all of my soul and all of my heart tonight that God is right here with us in the midst, and He's already met needs tonight. He's already helped us, but maybe tonight there's yet somebody, Preacher Mitch, that has not. You see, your neighbor getting a blessing is not going to be the blessing that you need in your life. I want to ask you to take your Bible, and I want to ask you to turn with us to 2 Kings chapter number 6. 2 Kings chapter number 6. And I want to begin reading in verse number 8 out of the Holy Bible tonight. It's an honor to, oh, I tell you, the wind of heaven is blowing this week in the midst. I'm not a prophet, I'm not the son of a prophet, but I imagine with such a great host of us here like this tonight. Brother Brandon, there are probably some of us that's really fighting some battles and got some things going on in our lives. I pray God led us to this passage in the Bible, 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 8. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel. How many of us know we in a war tonight? Brother Kenny, we in a war. We in a warfare. This is not a playground. It's a battleground. It's a warfare. And the king of Syria, who was Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, In such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, Will ye not shew me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bed chamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Let's save them last couple of verses for just a moment tonight. What are we going to do? I love tonight just to take just a little while tonight, and the breeze of blowing and the waters of trouble from this thought. Help us, Lord, we're surrounded. Help us, Lord, we're surrounded. Help us, Lord. We're surrounded. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for the reading of the Holy Bible. Father, I pray tonight, God. Lord, I know many's got victory and many's got help, God, tonight. But Lord, there may be somebody here tonight, God, that is yet to get their victory and yet to get their help. I ask you tonight, God, by the power of your hand, Father, that you would reach reach down from the glory world. And God, help us tonight, God, and be with us, we pray. We ask these blessings in the name that's above every name, we pray. And we thank you, and all of God's people said amen and amen tonight. We are in a warfare tonight. You and I are in a battle. We are in a warfare tonight. And God's given many of us a boost. He's given us encouragement. He's given us help tonight. Amen. In the house of God. I can say I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Here we see tonight that we are in a warfare. And as we look here into this scripture tonight, we see the fight that the world brings against us if we love God. If we love God and we love the Holy Bible, the world is going to fight against us. We are in a warfare. And be reminded tonight that the devil never is concerned about fighting fair. Hey, we'll never do ring around the roses with the devil, amen. We'll never, Pastor Tim, we'll not do toe taps under the table with the devil, amen.
Let's it not.
You would think, you'd say, well, here they are, and they're coming against Israel, they're coming against the people of God. And God had just given Naaman, the captain of the host of Syria, he had just gave Naaman a great miracle. You know how that he had leprosy. He was the captain of the host of the Syria, and he had leprosy. And you know how that story went. And you know how God had given him a great miracle, and how that he was to give 7 times in the Jordan River. He gave 7 times in the Jordan River, and God gave him. He came out with skin like a baby. Well, the enemy's going to give us a little recess, and the devil maybe is going to give us a little break, and we're going to be able. I want to tell you tonight, the world, the fight of the world, the devil does not fight fair. So in this, we see tonight the fight that the world brings against us. And then when we go on down in these verses, we see the fear. We see that the fear in the heart of this servant. The heart of this servant is fearful about the enemy. But God has reminded us here through testimony and song tonight that we do not have to be filled with the fear of the enemy tonight. I tell you, my faith has been lifted up. My heart has been lifted up. My soul is. But tonight, sometimes we face. Look what it said in verse 14. Therefore sent he thither, the enemy sent thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and a great host and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, what shall we do? Have you ever felt like in your life that you wasn't just facing one enemy in front of you? There was one in front of you, and there was one behind you.
Get out of here and get home and
seems like sometimes you get home and you're fighting another enemy. And you go over here and you're fighting another enemy. It go over here and it seems like it's something else that is coming against you. It seems like everywhere that you turn, it's one thing right after another. And if we're not careful, fear can overwhelm us like it does this servant here in the Word of God. I want you to hold your place here in the Bible, and I want you to go back with me to the book of Genesis chapter number 15. I want you to go back with me to Genesis chapter number 15 and look at here what the Bible said. Genesis chapter 15, and beginning in verse 1, we'll find the first time in the Holy Bible where God says, fear not. The first time in the Holy Bible where God, hey, he's going to say it throughout this whole book though, Pastor. Amen. Genesis 15 verse 1, and after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision saying, fear not. Listen. God's going to show us something, help us to see, remind us of something. Well, he said, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus? And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. Now look at verse 5. And he brought him forth. God brought Abram forth abroad. And he said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Preacher mentioned the first time that God said to somebody to fear not, he was saying it here unto Abram. And notice as he gives him an illustration of it, as he gives him a picture, he brings him abroad, and he looks up. I don't know how it is in Lancaster County, but I know how it is in the farmland and in the country of Columbus County, North Carolina. In order for you to look up and to see the stars, it's got to be the darkness of the night. Hey, it's not the brightness of the sunshine.
Separate us from the love of God. Yeah. 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 Jesus. Yeah. Yeah.
said that before, and I've said it before recently. One back.
Yeah, you have to go ahead.
Yeah.
When you look over here, and it's another back.
That's right.
And it's a chariot here.
Come on.
It's a horse here. It's the enemy surrounding.
Right.
And we say, God, I feel like I'm just encircled.
Yeah.
All around. You may have come in that way.
Come on.
Tonight in this service.
Come on, preacher.
You may be sitting in this service tonight.
Yeah.
You said that very same thing in your heart. Lord, it seems like.
Amen.
I'm surrounded.
Yeah.
God, I know I love you.
Come on, preacher.
Lord, I know I love you. My life before, I said, baby, sometimes it seems like for every step I try to take forward,
come on, come on,
getting closer to God, more dedicated to God.
Yeah.
It seems like I get pushed back.
Yeah.
Anybody else in here? Like it's on every hand. But I love what God does in this scripture. And I love what God does for us.
Amen.
Like He already is here tonight and like He wants to do for us.
Amen.
Right now. Lord, I'm surrounded. Lord, I'm surrounded. This looks like it's on every hand. Look here what the Bible says now. The world is a-fighting. Fear's trying to overwhelm us. Look here what the Bible said. And when the servant of the man of God, verse 15, was risen up early and gone forth, behold, a host encamped the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Woo! He said, don't you be afraid. Hey, don't you give up hope. Hey, thank God tonight. He said, don't you be. Hey, he said, you know, a little boy and a girl tonight, a man, a woman tonight, a husband, a wife tonight, a preacher's of us. Enemy has us outnumbered. He said the goals that are
the Lord.
That's old Daniel.
Come on. Come on.
That's old Daniel.
Come on.
When he gets stumbled into that den of lions.
Yeah.
Preach on, man.
You just ask Paul and Silas. In the book of Acts.
Amen.
When they were thrown into the stocks and the barns, and they were thrown into the inner jail house about midnight. About midnight. They weren't singing no I'm giving up song.
No.
I don't know if that's which one they were singing, but they weren't singing no I'm giving up song.
No.
The Bible tells us that they were singing, they were praying, they were praising God and glorifying God.
That's
before you know it, they had a quake of God. And God came on the scene and released them. Hey, I don't know. I don't know what you may be battling with tonight, but this is my prayer. This is my prayer. This is our prayer tonight for us. And Elisha prayed, and he said, Lord, I pray thee. This is our prayer for us tonight. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. I'm seeing a little different than I was when I came in. Amen. I'm seeing a little different. He said, I pray, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Hallelujah. He said, I pray, God, open up my servant's eyes. And God opened up his eyes. And he looked around, and there's horses and there's chariots and the fire of heaven. You don't have to be 90 years old to face the fears and the battles of life. You don't have, you can be 6 or 7 or 3 or 4 or 80 or 90 or 100. And we face the fears and the battles and the fights.
Amen. Amen.
But what Elisha wanted this servant to see was to see the faithfulness. The same God that has stood by him in the past. The same God that was faithful to you and me in the past, he ain't changed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And he's going to be faithful.
That's right.
To see us through.
Yes, he is.
God,
opened the eyes of my servant.
Yes,
sir. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
God loves you. That he can see.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes.
You see, that's what we need to do tonight. In a world that's filled with troubles, come on. In a world that's filled with burdens,
yeah. Oh.
We need to get our eyes on Jesus.
God, we do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Get on.
Amen.
Amen. That's the truth. Washington's not going to solve it.
Amen.
Columbia's not going to solve it.
No.
Raleigh, North Carolina's not going to solve
Amen.
It.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
I need to get my eyes.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on, preacher.
Let's center right on Jesus.
That's right.
That's the truth. Amen. Whatever's going on in the job, whatever's going on in the doctor's office,
come on.
Whatever's going on at home, whatever's going on in the community, whatever's happening, get our eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Get on.
John 3:16.
Go ahead.
25 words. 25 words is John 3:16. 25 words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you got your Bible right there in front of you, turn right there to John 3:16. If there's 25 words in it, they must be 12.